Today is Wednesday, December 4th. Good morning. Property in the city of Richland Center will be reevaluated. Wisconsin state law mandates that assessors maintain their assessments within a 10% range of the state's equalized value at least once every 4 years. This requirement ensures fairness and equity in property tax distribution across the state. Andy Kurtz of Veer Becker reported to the Richland Center City Council that Richland Center's current assessment ratio is at 67% at last night's meeting. Kurtz added that market values have changed rapidly over the last 5 years. The city has received 2 non-compliance letters from the Department of Revenue, making a citywide reevaluation not only necessary but a high priority. The city last underwent a reevaluation in 2008. The frequency municipalities choose to conduct reevaluations varies, but a 5-year interval is typical. The city contracted Veer Becker to complete a request for proposal process to solicit reevaluation services. By entering into a 5-year contract for assessments, the city will be in compliance if values continue to increase rapidly, as they will be continually working to become in compliance. The council approved executing a 5-year contract with Accurate Appraisals LLC for a 2025 market update and annual assessment maintenance for the years 2026 through 2029 at a cost of $45,000 annually. Anna Jakubik, Vice President of Development for Cobblestone Hotels, gave a presentation to the Richland Center City Council. Headquartered in Neenah, Cobblestone Hotels prides itself on filling the lodging needs of communities throughout the United States. Since January of 2008, the brand has expanded to over 170 in 29 states. The idea she presented was for a 54-room hotel with amenities such as pool and conference room. This idea is based on a feasibility study done by a third party for the needs of Richland Center. The Richland Center Police Department will need to switch over to a radio that has digital capability. The current radios the department is using will not work on the new Richland County radio channel. The council approved the purchase of Kenwood NX5000 from Gencom in the amount of $7,644 from the priority equipment line, and one Kenwood NX5000 in the amount of $1,528 from the response team line for a total of 6 radios. The council approved the purchase as well as a second motion for the police department to use the insurance check in the amount of $6,558 that has been received, along with any new funds received in the future in the remaining $4,427 in the radio line, to purchase the repeater, antenna, and cabling from Gencom. In other action, the council approved authorizing the zoning administrator to issue raise orders and declarations of unfitness for occupancy or use as needed. This will speed up the process in identifying and taking care of nuisance properties in the city. The purchase of a 2017 Dodge Ram 3500 truck for $34,000 from City Utilities for the Public Works Department, and the sale of a 2022 Ford F-250 XL. The Ram truck has been well taken care of and is in good shape. It will also be made more, it is also more durable for using as a snowplow if needed. A 1-year agreement with Emergency Communication Systems for warning system annual inspection and preventative maintenance, and to authorize the obligation and expenditure of the remaining American Rescue Plan Act funds in the amount of $122,815 for the purpose of capital outlay. Wisconsin Democrats are split over President Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Congressman Mark Pocan have voiced criticism about the decision. Baldwin said that presidential pardons should not be used for personal or political gain. Pocan raised concerns about potential repercussions during Trump's presidency. Most Wisconsin Republicans are blasting the pardon plan that absolves Hunter of crimes going back to 2014. After an Election Day issue involving unsecured computers, the deputy director of the Milwaukee Election Commission has resigned. Bonnie Chang reportedly led the efforts at Milwaukee's Central Count, where over 30,000 ballots had to be recounted after seals were found not secured on election equipment. The commission is now looking to fill the vacancy before a February election. A Dane County judge's ruling overturning Wisconsin Act 10 will likely be appealed to the state Supreme Court. Passed in 2011 by Republicans who controlled the Wisconsin legislature and signed into law by then-Governor Scott Walker, Act 10 put restrictions on what public employee unions are able to negotiate, but made an exception for police and firefighter unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled that violates the state constitution. How an appeal fares will hinge on the outcome of the April election for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced earlier this year that she would not seek another 10-year term. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, a liberal, and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a conservative, are running. A win by Schimmel would flip the court's 4-3 liberal majority and likely mean Act 10 would be upheld. A special program aimed at helping Wisconsin residents caring for loved ones hits an important milestone. The Wisconsin Wayfinder program has helped over 2,200 families and nearly 670 caregivers since it started last year. The program, backed by the Department of Health Services, connects caregivers of children with special needs with resources and experts. It's designed to help caregivers stay up to date on local services and navigate the healthcare system. If you need support caring for a loved one, find out more online at dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced the release of the financial assessment of the Universities of Wisconsin administration. It is the final review performed by a third-party reviewer. Rothman said, quote, "These reviews have helped us refine steps to eliminate structural deficits at a number of our universities and embark on a path of long-term financial stability." In response to the most recent review, Rothman announced that UWSA will take a more active role in supporting universities in enrollment management, including enrollment forecasting. Charge a work group with representation from the universities to develop recommendations and metrics for low enrollment program evaluation. The intent is to provide the Board of Regents with a process for review of low enrolled programs that increases oversight and aligns with the rigor of the new program approval process. Enhanced financial accountability standards, including the implementation of university realignment plans focused on eliminating structural deficits and the commencement of formal mid-year financial reviews of the universities. Provide more effective customer-focused shared services and expand use of those services by the universities. And continue to leverage technologies and improve administrative processes to facilitate increased data-informed decision-making.